He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan Beck here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Charlotte Isabey. Charlotte, for some years, worked in the Department of Education under the Reagan administration as a senior advisor and, of course, a senior analyst. She eventually discovered that there was a plan within the government of the Reagan administration to dumb down our children, to actually utilize the same sort of education in the United States that they used in Russia to control the minds of the children. Only here in the United States they were going to dumb down our children. They knew exactly what they were going to do. And Ronald Reagan had promised the American people, he was going to do away with the Department of Education. All he had to do was issue an executive order. He could have done it. But Ronald Reagan said a lot of things that just didn't come true. He promised to have a balanced budget. He had no intention of having a balanced budget. He gave us the largest deficits that America has ever seen. But, of course, the average American remembered what Ronald Reagan said, and I believed in everything Ronald Reagan said. Only trouble is that Ronald Reagan didn't believe in what Ronald Reagan said.
I'm doing an interview now.
And so right now, of course, I'm going to go to Charlotte and let her talk to you a little bit about what's going on. And I think what people have to understand is that there was an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy this nation and to convert us from a first-world nation to a second-world nation, perhaps even to a third-world nation, to take away our leadership of the world, and, of course, replace that with this one-world government. There is a group of people who control our nation. One of them, of course, most people have never heard of. It's a little group known as the Group of 30. You've heard of the G7 and the G8, and recently there was a meeting of the G20, but there is also a group known as the Group of 30. It's been around for many years, and you've never heard of it because you're not supposed to. But, of course, if you watch and you see Obama come in, he's going to give a talk, there's always a gray-haired man, rather tall gentleman, perhaps 6'5", balding, wearing a dark blue suit. You see him consistently in the pictures with Barack Obama. Who is that man? His name is Paul Volcker. He heads the Group of 30. Obama has actually chosen his economic advisors. One of those is a man named Timothy Geithner, who comes from the Federal Reserve Board of New York City. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Bilderbergers. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission, but he's also a member of the Group of 30s. Another is Lawrence Summers, who's going to be one of the chief, I think he's going to head the Council of Economic Advisors for the president. He also is a member of the Group of 30. 30 people who direct the financial course of the world and surround Barack Obama. And Barack Obama didn't pick them. They picked him. And until you understand how the situation really works, you don't understand. But why would anybody want to destroy the United States? Why? Very, very simply. Because their loyalty is to this idea of a world government and a new financial order and a new world currency and a new world religion, because there's, you can't understand anything going on unless you understand the spiritual forces, and finally they're going to install a new world leader. Well, with that as the background, Charlotte's been on the front lines of this battle for many years. She lost her job in the Reagan, you know, administration because she told the truth about what was going on, and the last thing that could be allowed is for the American people to understand there was a long-range plan, and that our leaders really were not dedicated to America. They said all the things we believed, and we rallied behind them and cheered, but their real loyalty was to a different source. Go ahead, Charlotte. It's good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And the first part of your discourse, whatever, reminded me of, I think I sent this very early this morning. I couldn't sleep too well. I got up and I received this email in regard to the financial catastrophe and what it's going to, it's called, So What's It Gonna Cost Me? It's a subject line, huh? And it came from, I think maybe Lou Rockwell, or I'm not sure. It looks to me like that's where it came from. But one has to go and read that, and I will give the URL or whatever you call it. But what I've said here is pretty much what you just said. Everything imaginable has been done, because in the article they don't point out that this was deliberate.
Sure.
It's so unusual for anybody to ever say that. You have to be Charlotte, I guess, to step out like that. But I've just said here, everything imaginable has been done to make the United States a third world nation. The financial collapse is simply the last straw. Ever since the decision was made in the 30s, and probably earlier too, but for our country, to turn our nation into a socialist country and a one-world system and to go global, the elite, headed up at that time specifically by Carnegie, from both parties, Democrat and Republican, have been deliberately creating the havoc we see around us today, financial, religious, medical, education, housing, employment, agriculture, fishing, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, because of the rules and regulations, I must say a bit of overfishing, but you can buy lobster for $3.50 a pound. And how long our fishing industry is going to last with these restrictions, regulations that are being put on them, is anybody's guess. Does anyone really believe that our deplorable infrastructure is just a mistake? Visit just about any country in Western Europe, and I just came back after a month, and take a look at their superior roads, bridges, et cetera, and ask yourself, why can't we have such a first-class infrastructure? I could go on and on, but for the majority of Americans, anything any of us, including you, Dr. Stan, say in this regard, sails in one ear and out the other because they have been playing deliberately dumbed down. They don't know history. They don't know the Constitution. They don't know what a free market is. And they've been conditioned to accept whatever they see around them and or is served them daily by the print media and TV. And now this is interesting. Back in 1953, a friend of mine's father, who was a very Catholic, brilliant sculptor and a psychiatrist, told me, he said, and I never forgot it, and I wasn't involved in politics then. It was just before I went to Guam during the Korean War. He said, Charlotte, the United States of America will go down due to television, which had just arrived on the scene, and John Dewey's influence on education, end quote. And I've never forgotten it.
Well, you hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Charlotte Isabel. And maybe we ought to talk about why we don't have any money for our financial infrastructure. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier
I look and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel, I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, I'll just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning in Charlotte is a band. And, of course, Charlotte brings up the subject of our infrastructure. Why aren't we spending our money on building our roads? We have a federal gasoline tax that money is supposed to be put into a trust fund and used to maintain our highways, to build our highways, to build our bridges. I mean, certainly that is what the money is for, both the federal and the state level. But the money isn't used for that. The money is taken out. It's stolen from the trust funds, as they do routinely in Washington, D.C., in violation of the laws that they've written, and then they send it overseas to fight AIDS, or they send it overseas for family planning, which is another name for population control. They basically want to limit the world population so that no country will ever be able to challenge our supremacy. And, of course, we're not trying to stop the AIDS epidemic. We've never done any of the proper public health measures or taken them to stop the epidemic. In Botswana today, 46% of the pregnant women, they test every woman there. They don't do it here in the United States, but they test them all in Botswana just because they can see what a great job they're doing. And In their genocidal programs, and 46% of the pregnant women, and we get the reports on a regular basis still, 46% are infected, 46% of the women are going to die of AIDS, and of course, that's a very, very successful genocidal policy, American tax dollars at work. So until people understand that we are sending our money overseas in foreign aid, for one means or another, and basically it's to keep corrupt governments in power. We're sending $175 million to Botswana, pardon me, to Zimbabwe, used to be Rhodesia, but to Zimbabwe last year. And why did we send it? Oh, humanitarian aid. People are starving. People are starving because we're sending the humanitarian aid, which feeds the military and the police that are keeping Mugabe in power. The man that we put in power over the objection of the people over there back in 1980, but nobody ever tells the American people, and people always say, why don't we have the money? Well, I want you to know, don't you worry, Nancy Pelosi is going to come up with a $500 billion stimulus bill in addition to the $10 billion we have already pledged or given out. I'm talking about, I should say, $10 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come up with a $500 billion public works issue to try to get people back working and put another 2.5 million people back on jobs. The trouble is, we've got over 10 million employed at the present, unemployed at the present time, 10 million people out of work in the United States, and the number is increasing every single day. Charlotte, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, yes. I mean, we've got so many stories that one doesn't really know where to do, which one is the most important. I think that, you know, the abortion issue, of course, is the most important issue. And we're going to see a lot of very ugly debate on this issue under Obama, and we're going to continue to fund abortion, and we will certainly continue to fund genocide all over the world, although Obama led us to believe that he was going to bring about some sort of change. We never found out what that was going to be. Now we're seeing, as you just said, we're the same old faces, same old people, Brzezinski and, you know, the whole crowd, and it's really rather shocking. I think most of your listeners know exactly what happened, this happened the last few days with the appointments. We don't have to go into that. But I'm concerned. We were talking about money. Again, let's get down. It always seems to me that money is the bottom line. Before religion nowadays, isn't it? Well, no, both. Both are the religion and money. But anyway, this Senate bill, the global tax Senate bill 2433, folks, just type that in, you know, to Google. Google it. Sponsored by Obama, with the backing of Biden on the Foreign Relations Committee and liberal Democrats in Congress, is nothing short of a massive giveaway of American wealth around the world. If passed, this bill would give over many aspects of our sovereignty to the United Nations. Now, according to David Bossi, who is president of Citizens United for American Sovereignty, you could go there, citizensunited.org. Senate Bill 2433 is a piece of legislation. Up until now, we've been hearing about it, but now let's remember this, folks. It's in the works that all Americans need to know about it and know now. And I gave you that number, 2433. You can go to, you know, the government site, and you can get it. And the name of the bill, the Global Poverty Act, is actually a global tax payable to the U.N., that will be required of all American taxpayers. The House, now listen to this, I didn't know this, but I've been gone a while, has already passed this bill. If passed in the Senate, it would require the United States to increase our foreign aid by $65 billion per year. Of course, that sounds like, you know, small change nowadays, doesn't it? Maybe that's why they keep spending so much money, so that when we hear $65 billion, we think it's 10 cents. $65 billion per year, isn't that some, sort of like what we spend in 3 months in Iraq or something? Or $845 billion over the next 13 years. That's on top of the billions of dollars in foreign aid we already pay out.
Because you know what foreign aid, that's where you take money from poor people in a rich nation to give to rich people
absolutely.
In a poor nation.
And, you know, when I always have to, I find myself now, I don't write articles much, I just put notes on everything, and I said on this thing, read every single word of this message, and then to make sure you have got it, read it again. Bookmark it, print it out, send it to everyone, especially the ostriches. How about a United States Poverty Act?
Well, I think we're going to need it for one very soon, because they intend to impoverish our people,
exactly.
to destroy the value of our currency, and that's exactly what they're doing today, but they can't tell the American people that.
I have a feeling, though, a lot of our good conservatives haven't even figured out that the word deliberate is the operative word for everything going on right now. I said, how about the rest of the world paying the United States back for all the aid, trillions of dollars we have dished out since 1945? This is absolutely outrageous, and it demands the action of all Americans of all political persuasions, incomes, races, religions. Now, this bill, again, folks, is Senate Bill S-2433, and I suggest you go to the website for Citizens United for American Sovereignty, which is www.citizensunited.org, and it's unbelievable, the text of this thing. I don't know whether it's a gun ban is in here, a standing U.N. army, which we have already, but U.N. International Court, ratification of Kyoto Global Warming Treaty. And by the way, there's that guy who founded the Weather Channel, Dr. Coleman. Have you seen him on television or on YouTube?
No, I haven't.
You should, because he says that there's 30,000 scientists who've come out. These are all, you know, high-up scientists with PhDs and everything, and said this global warming thing is an absolute scam. Now, you and I, we sort of figure that because we know everything's deliberate, right? And you can't bring the United States down unless you have all these restrictions on industry and et cetera, and drilling, et cetera. But for folks who are, I'm really going to try to find this thing here because
Is Art Robinson's petition that he put out. It was actually 31,000, I think, last time I talked to Art. And basically what the scientists said is that not the global warming isn't occurring,
right,
but that human activity and CO2 has nothing to do with global warming. I mean, after all, anybody who's ever studied this knows that greenhouse gases are primarily moisture, is primarily water, and CO2 makes only 0.038%, 0.038%, not 3%, not 0.3%, but 0.038% of the atmosphere, and there's no way that small amount of CO2 could in any way influence global warming. But global warming is being used to justify the deindustrialization of America, so we will not use so much electricity,
right,
so we will not use so much power, so we won't use our cars, so we will not use fossil fuels, so we won't be able to burn wood to heat our homes. All of this is a scam, and they know it's a scam, but it's amazing. Doesn't matter how ridiculous something is.
Yep.
If you say it often enough, and then, you, of course, you give the man who's purporting this a Nobel Prize, you know, for his wonderful work. Oh, and, of course, he's also making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars by carbon trading. This scam is his as well. You know, so that you can actually continue to pollute as long as you buy a carbon tax. I mean, it is all the most incredible thing. And where is the outcry? Why aren't the American people out in the streets demonstrating? Because you're too busy watching television and watching football and watching basketball and watching the latest television series, each one designed to take our attention away from what's really going on and, of course, focus our attention elsewhere. And that's why we're going to lose our country unless you and I and the people in this audience can help the American people to understand what's happening. There's a very real threat, and we've got to take America back.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and I think that we're under attack from so many in so many areas, and that alone, you know, even if you didn't know anything about the history of our country or anything, when you just, you know, it's just plain common sense. Say, for instance, that all of a sudden your house is under attack and everything from the oil company, the electricity providers, the telephone company, whatever, the veterinarians, and all of a sudden your house is under attack from all. Wouldn't you just, even though you didn't know anything about anything, say, well, isn't this weird? Why is my house and my family under attack all at once like this? Even if you were the dumbest, misinformed, uneducated person in the world, you would say, this is a little bit unusual. And then you would perhaps start to dig and to try to find out if possibly there might be a plan. I don't know what has to happen, Dr. Stan, truly, for the American people to start asking questions. I think maybe they are a little bit more aware since all these various things have happened, including I always call it Bombay, which really I don't understand why they had to change the name of the city of Bombay to Mumbai. But anyway, I'm so uneducated, I guess, on that one. I was surprised when it was first announced. I said, where is that place? But anyway,
it's Bombay, India.
It used to be Bombay, didn't it?
Yes,
but anyway, this is now they will use the Bombay incident to bring more controls into this country. They're already getting ready to. They're getting rid of the comitatus, where the military is going to be. The part of their role is going to be to monitor what goes on in our communities, to come in whenever there's an emergency. All of this is going on, and some of this must be overflowing into the consciousness by mistake of the American people. And I can't believe, I know one thing, that what I did when I got back, I told you that, it's most unusual for me to sell 120 books in 1 month at home, when I'm at home, even if I'm doing radio interviews and et cetera. It's very unusual. So this might be a very good indication for your listeners that people may be waking up, because when I got back, I had 120 orders for my book.
Well, I think people are waking up. It's just a matter of directing their attention to what this is really all about, because, of course, you know, they want to join the Republican Party. Oh, my goodness, the Republicans are going to save us, or I'm going to join this or that or the other conservative organization. Most of them are basically funded by the very people who are funding the liberals. They fund both sides because they want a controlled opposition, because they never want any coordinated effort or effort to educate the American people about the spiritual forces that energize these organizations dedicated to the one world order, the one world financial system, and the one world religion.
You mentioned this, and I haven't done a great deal of research on this, but there is an organization called Grass Fire. You probably know it.
Oh, we'll be back in just a moment here.
That's
the American Freedom Network.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test, or visit our website at radiantcliniccolorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Charlotte Isabey. And before we go on, Why I'm going to ask Charlotte if she'll give out her website, give out any telephone numbers or anything else she'd like to give out in case people would like to get in touch with her. She's written a wonderful book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Mm-hmm. What's really going on as far as your education is concerned? So go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'll say you can buy the book from Dr. Stan because he does have copies, and I appreciate him having him on his show. And The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, you can get it from Dr. Stan, or you can get it from me because he's going to run out, I think, soon. I just sent some to him. And my website is deliberatedumbingdown.com. And let me point out right now that there are a lot of articles that I've written in the past 5 or 6 years under articles there. And I want you all to just remember there are two that I particularly think are important now. One is, I think it's called The Devil's Seven-Pronged Fork. And the other one is Walks Like a Duck, Talks Like a Duck. Those are very important. Walks Like a Duck, Talks Like a Duck deals with President Bush and his agenda, past presidents as well, and how the communist system pretty much has been implemented in this country. There's very little left to be accomplished. That's been going on ever since the early 30s, 1930s. And it's all the documentation is there. That's Walk Like a Duck, Talks Like a Duck. And it actually explains how they've used semantic. You should read that first, and then go read The Devil's Seven-Pronged Fork, which explains how they did this to us, through the dialectic, semantic deception, the Federal Reserve, on and on and on, the seven prongs of the fork that allowed this to take place without the American people knowing that they were being had. You know, the old story of the frog. The gradualism, the frog and the cold water heated up slowly. So that website is important. Also, my book is a free download, so you can read 700 pages on the web if you can't afford it. That's really a pretty big request to make of anybody. The other website is AmericanDeception.com that my son created, and that website really was born due to my acquisition of the 3,000 pages of the congressional hearings, the testimony in regard to, it was an investigation of the tax-exempt foundations that took place in 1953, from 53 to 54, then was abruptly shut down. And the hearings are very difficult to get. I think it's actually impossible to. I believe I did purchased the last copy, complete copy, from a very good researcher friend of mine about two or three years ago. And it's important that people go there because the foundations were so terrified that the American people would find out what went on during those two very important years there when they were investigating the tax-exempt, the treachery that went on in our country due to the tax-exempt foundations. They were so worried about us finding out that they bought up, after the hearings were shut down, they bought up all the copies.
And that is the most amazing story. I mean, Robert Goldsboro had a copy, and I've interviewed him, and he told me that a gentleman came to him and said, "I understand you have a copy of the Reese Committee report. I'd like to buy it." And Robert Goldsboro said, "Well, what would you give me for it?" And the man said, "Whatever you ask, whatever you ask." And people don't understand. Access to information is so vitally important. And what Charlotte has done is really very courageous and very generous of her. She has it, and they put it up on the web, and you can read this full report that shows you how the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller and Carnegie and Ford, were funding socialism in the United States. Rockefeller's funded Kinsey in an effort to break down the moral fabric of our society. And, of course, all of them were promoting, you know, these various Marxist concepts. They were instrumental in bringing the communist regime to power over in China. Why? Why? Because we wanted to keep the people there enslaved so they would never be able to harness their ingenuity and compete with the elite here in the United States. And, of course, we've kept them in total subjugation. We are financing today the communist regime in communist China, transferring money over there under any guise, World Bank, International Monetary Fund, East Asian Development Bank, Export-Import Bank, American bankers, American corporations. And, in fact, we recently gave, you know, Bank of America, $15 billion. That was part of the TARP money that Henry Paulson has. What did Bank of America do with that? Well, they took $7 billion to invest in a Chinese communist bank, the transfer of America's wealth to the communist regimes throughout the world. Why? Because that's just what they want here, an elite group who will control us from the cradle to the grave.
But that's right, and we're looking at the method by which they will control us, and I think people probably can look out there and see that it's already controlling us, is the Soviet, actually it's a German, Wilhelm Wundt, but that the method is Pavlovian, Skinnerian. Wilhelm Wundt was the first one, his lab in Germany, where he developed it, where it basically says, he was very upset with the fact that he couldn't change the soul. You know, it's very difficult to control the soul. It floats all over the place. You can't put your finger on it and destroy it, because we're made in the image of God, right? And that just really drove Wundt crazy. So he said he decided, he was a psychologist, he decided that we'll just put the soul away, goodbye, man is an animal, to be conditioned. And that works. And when you see, folks, so much reference to what works, I remember in the beginning I thought, oh, gee, something really works. Like in education, you know, I got sucked in too. And then I found out, yeah, it works. If you tell your dog to sit down and you give it a dog biscuit, the next time you tell him to sit, he's going to always get a dog biscuit, he's going to sit. And that is what is happening throughout the country right now. You can see the citizens in the community, they're all like sheep. They're being rewarded for good deeds. That happened right in my hometown. They were giving medals to citizens who do good deeds. The police would determine what the good deeds are. And this is now in the schools. This is a pilot program. Up until recently, I had hoped it wouldn't get off the ground. And of course, it was the corporations that started it. Because they want good workers for the global economy, right? They're paying students $1,000 if they get good grades. $1,000. This must be for the whole year if they do. I mean, really? So what we're talking about here is that the system, this evil system for a one-world socialist elitist government, which has been put together by the top people in the foundations in partnership with the government, it's being put in right now, but without the method, which has been going on for quite a long time. The media, TV uses it, you know, it's operant conditioning. The computer, Skinner said it was his box, and now they say 50% of the curriculum will be on the computer. So they have the method to keep us conditioned and under their thumb.
Hold right. We'll be back in just a moment with Charlotte Isabel.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
We the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Charlotte, is a babe. And my telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. People do not understand that America is under attack today, but not from without. I mean, not from the communists in Russia or the communists in China. We funded them from the very beginning to create an enemy that would justify the American people accepting ever more control over our lives. Control is right here, and of course what they're doing is utilizing our own tax money to enslave us. We're setting up a police state in the name of combating that terrible Osama bin Laden who's hiding over there in a cave in Pakistan, plotting our demise. And, oh, he's such a terrible, terrible villain. But people have forgotten that he worked right along with our Central Intelligence Agency in the Afghan War during the 1980s. It was his family that got special treatment after 9/11. They were allowed to fly out of the country immediately. The bin Ladens, the whole family, the whole clan was over here. And, of course, people have forgotten. 15 of the 19 terrorists who supposedly blow up the World Trade Center, they came from Saudi Arabia. So what did we do? Why, we attacked Afghanistan. Isn't that logical? And who's funding the al-Qaeda fighters that are killing our boys in Iraq? Why, largely the funds come from Saudi Arabia, but they're going to one of these days get around to cutting off all those funds coming in. They're being used to finance al-Qaeda, and of course the rest of the funds come from Pakistan, but they get them from us because we have to fund them. And in fact, what people really don't understand about this explosion in what used to be known as Bombay is that now they found out that, of course, it's related. One of the terrorists has talked and admitted he was trained in Pakistan by a group that's related to the ISI, the Pakistani intelligence. But what nobody tells the American people is the Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, is simply an extension of the American Central Intelligence Agency.
Yep.
Who benefits from the conflict over there? We want conflict between India and Pakistan so we can play one side against the other. Who provided Pakistan with the wherewithal to build their nuclear bombs? Why, you need to read my January 2008 newsletter. It's up on the Internet. January 2008 Radio Liberty newsletter, the Sybil Edmonds story. Why, your State Department, ladies and gentlemen, your Council on Foreign Relations, trilateral State Department, had allowed a spy ring to operate that was transferring nuclear technology and nuclear information to Pakistan so they could build their bomb and transfer it to the other Muslim countries. None of this makes sense unless you understand the powerful spiritual forces at work. Charlotte, what are your thoughts?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the forces at work, there's only one. I mean, that's another obvious thing that is so obvious that, you know, it's sometimes the most obvious things are the things we don't see. But it is. It's totally planned for a one-world religion where we will all be, you know, under, like in the Soviet Union, if you're a believer, or in communist China right now, terrible what's going on. Can you imagine? Why would it be any different here? Once we go down, than it is in communist China right now, which is our good friend that we are constantly negotiating with. And we've lost all our morality. There's no morality if you can deal with a country that has brutally murdered I don't know how many millions of people and allows families to only have one child, if that. So, I mean, but again, Dr. Stan, there's so much, it's really quite amazing that we talk this way every month or so whenever I get on with you, and I'm sure that other guests say the same things. It's like we have a firewall between us and the average good American, a firewall to keep what we're trying to say from getting through. And that firewall is surely the devil. It is definitely satanic. We can talk all we want about fascism, communism, whatever, phony conservatism, etc. But as far as I can see, it's absolutely satanic. And wonderful work has been done by people like Constance Cumby and Barrett Chose. Especially Barrett recently has done wonderful work. I recommend that people go to her website. That's KJOS. Just Google KJOS. And it all boils down to that. And I'm very grateful to these people who have dealt with the religious aspect. Having been in education, I was always following, of course, knowing that they would never spend multi-billions of dollars on education. I questioned why would they be spending this much to destroy religion. That became very clear to me long ago. But I did not focus, as has Barrett and some of the other marvelous researchers, on the specific New Age agenda, although I'm quite familiar with it. And I think that back at the time I thought there are certain areas that certain individuals should focus on, and we have, thank heavens, Barrett has stuck to hers. I stuck to mine, and that's always good. But I think in looking back, I have to give her credit and others who have done magnificent work on New Age, Madame Blavatsky, the UN, Lucis Trust, Dennis Cuddy's done great work. This is where the problem lies. Where, I mean, surely it's flowed over into education. That's why we have the immorality of our children, et cetera, that came out in the survey last week, the unbelievable immorality of high school students. However, the issue of religion, the one world religion, the New Age religion, the occult, which is satanic, Lucifer, et cetera, is the number one issue. And that is why it is so difficult for us to penetrate, to get through the firewall. And I suppose that's really all I can say for today, because I, on that particular issue, I've come to that conclusion. That is where all the evil has come from, whether it's in the United States or whether you're in Belgium. I just spent a month in Belgium. Probably the most religious, traditional Catholic country in Europe, perhaps Ireland would be with the British up north there. But when I knew it, I lived in Belgium in the early 60s. My husband's family is very deeply religious. The country was totally different. I mean, one thing to point out, which doesn't have much to do with religion, or does it, that in Belgium one year there was a murder, and there was only one murder in Belgium that particular year, 1962, one murder in the whole country. And now, I don't know what the statistics are, but they're probably thousands. And
what happens when the people turn against God? Charlotte, we're out of time. God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. And it is a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Bye-bye. God bless.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away.
Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning was Charlotte Isabey. I hope you enjoyed her. Charlotte's been around for a long time, and, Chris, she came to the same conclusion I did. This is truly a spiritual battle. What people don't understand is there is a supernatural dimension. There really are beings that can materialize and dematerialize. We hear that, we read about it in the Bible. We don't think it's unusual that Jesus could suddenly appear in a locked room after his crucifixion. And well, why should we be surprised that the other demonic forces couldn't do the same thing? I mean, I've read books, I've talked to people who've actually witnessed this sort of thing. There is a supernatural dimension out there, and unless we understand that, we can't understand anything going on today, because nothing makes sense. Well, this is the time I'll remind you, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. You need to hear I talk on the Forbidden Secret. That's the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes with that. Vitally important to understand so much and document so much of what we talk about. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll want to get the excellent video. It's actually available in DVD or video, called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Well, why is that important? Because it goes into the satanic influence in the music business. And there are many of our performers who made a pact with the devil, who've done very well financially and got some great fame and wealth and drugs and sex, and of course they've died very young, and they will spend eternity paying for what they've done. But the same thing exists at every level of our society, in finances, and in certainly in our corporate structure and education. And if you doubt that, we have a little pamphlet put out by the Luciferian called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. We'd be glad to send you a free copy, actually published by the Lucius Trust. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. All you need to do is read up on Gnosticism to understand there are lots of people out there who believe in God. They just believe in a different God. If you like that little pamphlet and you get any of our other products, you can simply ask for The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. Certainly we have a great new pamphlet on Ron Paul, who simply some of the most important speeches and his questioning of Alan Greenspan at the House Banking Committee. We think the information is important. We put it into a pamphlet. It's inexpensive. It's only $3.95. We have a new pamphlet on the oil deception. It goes right along with my talk on the oil deception and right along with our new syllabus on the oil deception. You can get my talk on the oil deception. It was the talk we gave at the last conference, and we have all the talks from the last conference. We put them together in a packet, and there are five talks, all on CD. And, of course, you can get them separately. Joanna Michelson talking about experience as a medium, deeply involved in the occult, the supernatural things she actually witnessed. And then, of course, you can listen to Dr. Blaylock, his talk on vaccines, one of the finest talks I've ever heard, and I've heard a lot of them, believe me. And then Pat Wood talking about the elections of the Trilateral Commission. All of these are available for the October 26th conference. and you can get all of them together or get them separately. But if you get Joanna Michelson's talk, you certainly want to get her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, which talks about her experience in the occult. Or you can get our four-tape set on the supernatural, which also goes into the background. The information's there. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WARF. Because America is under attack today. Please pray for America and for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality.